And I'll do this again and I'll bring it to you. Torreway, Northwest London, Thursday, Tess Teves, 24th of December, Harav Reuven Atlas, Inyone Churban.
Yeah, good morning, everybody. Good morning. As we're approaching Asara Bateves, Yisicheskel Anovi was also approaching the Churban of the Beis HaMikdosh, and he writes regarding, Yisicheskel Anovi says, regarding Asara Bateves, he tells us, Ksav lecha es shem hayoim, es etzem hayoim azeh. On this etzem hayoim azeh, which is a familiar Torah phrase, but etzem hayoim azeh, somach melech bovel el Yerushalayim. But etzem hayoim azeh, a hadgosha from Yecheskel Anovi, that Asara Bateves is an etzem hayoim azeh. On this very day, the melech bovel Asara Bateves laid siege to Yerushalayim. Is the Avud Ram, not that the Rambam Paskins like the Avud Ram, but the Avud Ram builds a chiddush lahalocha from Yecheskel Anovi, be'etzem hayoim azeh. I seem to remember by Yom Kippur state, be'etzem hayoim azeh. I seem to remember from my past that when Yom Kippur is chal on Shabbos, yeah, I fast. Although it's not a chilul or a dichuy of Shabbos, but it's not certainly not the normal Shabbos, especially when it comes to mitzvahs oneg Shabbos, is the Yom Kippur in Yonim, adoiche in Yonim of Shabbos. Similarly, says the Avud Ram, if, Baruch Hashem, it doesn't happen to go into our kviyos of our calendar, but if the Asara Bateves would fall on Shabbos, so the Avud Ram, Asara Bateves, the Tainis, would be Doicha, the Inyonim of Oneg Shabbos, the Inyonim of Shabbos, as far as Asara Bateves is concerned, are Nidcha, but by in front of the Inyonim of Asara Bateves. Haflo fellas, a Weistachos Asara Bateves is a Shtikla Yom Kippur, and without any doubt, that needs further elucidation. Yeah. Pardon?
Only from the morning.
Yeah. Yeah, but from the morning, for sure. Sure. What happened on Asara Bateves, apart from the fact that Nebuchadnezzar laid siege? So in Slichos, tomorrow morning, we poetically recount Umelech Yovon in a sunny Lichtov Dos Yovonis. Another thing happened on Asara Bateves. Is that Talmei HaMelech, as is brought in Maseches Sofrim, he forced me, Klal Yisrael, to write the Torah into Greek. Obviously, there must therefore be a Shaychus, because if it happened on the same Zman, there must be a Shaychus between the Nebuchadnezzar laying siege to Yerushalayim and the fact that Talmei HaMelech in the Sani forced me to write the Torah into Greek. I would like to explain a little bit what is that Shaychus. In Maseches Sofrim, when it brings that's indeed what Talmei HaMelech forced us to do, and it brings a very, the Chazal bring a shtak kamoshul. Maisa behaves the Kedim, Shakos, Talmei HaMelech, as a Torah Yevonis. There was indeed an event, the five Zakenim that they were forced, and they wrote the Torah into Greek for Talmei HaMelech. And that was as bad and as formidable a day as occurred to us, Klal Yisrael, as the day that we made the Egel. That is a very, very strong moshul, and we have to understand in which way is the writing of Torah into Greek as bad as, and therefore must have a bechina of, making an egel. The egel azov. Yeah. I'd like to wish everybody, in fact the whole wide world, it's Yom Tov time. The Gemara reveals in Avodah Zarah Daf Ches, that right originally, right from the time of Odom Arishon, we have just now come into a tkufa from Yom Tov. We have just gone past the winter solstice. I don't know whether you noticed when you looked out the window this morning, but already you can sense that the day is getting longer. The Choshech is...
In the mornings,
but the day generally is getting longer. Yeah, you're right, the day starts later, but the day is getting longer. That is the Yomtif of Tekufas Teves. And the Yomtif of Tekufas Teves has a history from the time of Odom HaRishon. Says the Gemara is Odom HaRishon, as we know it from the Eight Sadas, and he had been told that if he would do so, there would be a knas of misa ba'olam. But Odom HaRishon didn't have a hasaga yet of what does it mean, misa ba'olam. What does that actually mean, my nafgamina? So the Gemara Tana Rabbon, lefi shero Odom HaRishon yoim shemismayet v'oleich. He was born in, the Manda Omar, he was born in Tishri. And he saw immediately from the time, from the eighth Sadas, he saw the days becoming progressively shorter. He saw that the night was encroaching earlier and delaying, leaving later and later. Omar, oily, oi, this is all my fault, oi, Shema Bishul Sasarachdi, oilam Choshech Ba'adi, on account of my avail that I ate from the eighth Sadas. Is the oilam in choshuch ba'adi? That's why the world is becoming darker and darker. The choyzer the toyu v'oyu. The world is going to revert to its original state. V'zuhi misa sheniknas o'olai min hashamayim. This is the misa. This is it. The fact that it's getting darker and darker, wintry and more wintry, that is the knas for Eitz Hadas. So what did he do? Sorry.
That was in Tishri.
That was immediately from the time, yet from death, from the day of
when
his
the
creation.
Days were getting darker.
The days were getting darker and darker.
It happened on Friday. Didn't all the eating of
what happened on the Erev Shabbos? So the Gemara later on says it was also a daily hargosha, because I think he ate in the middle of the day, and now it's getting darker and darker. Oh, so he thought on that day he had the same hargosha. And the one Gemara mirrors the other. The Yoshav Ches Yomim Betainus. So he said, for 8 days he fasted, given Shorot Kufas Teves, and then it came now. Then it came this time of year, Tkufas Teves, for Oyoyim Shamarich Vahoylech. The day once again is getting longer. Omar, he said, after his Chethyomim Tainis, after his Teshuvah, is Odom HaRishon brought to us the Inyan of Teshuvah. After his Teshuvah, his reaction was, oh, min hagoy shel oilom hu. Oh, that's just the minhag of the oilom. Hafleu fele. Odom HaRishon knew the yesod of Teshuvah. And his reaction should have been, when he sees, oh, now the days are getting lighter again, the darkness is now dissipating, he should have said, whoa, koyach of tshuva, that's fantastic, Rabbeinu Shalom, a person does an aveira, and he does tshuva, and then the Rabbeinu Shalom will be mochel him, and the gezeira will be removed. Instead, it seemingly, Odom HaRishon says, oh, that's minhagoy shalom, as if, it seems there was nothing to worry about in the first place. The fact that it was getting darker, that's teva, that's nature. Every December the 21st there's a flip around, or as we said on Erev Shabbos, every morning the sun rises again. There's nothing to worry about. It, seemingly, the Pshat in the Gemara thinks that Odom HaRishon was toilet it on, oh, that's the teva oilam. Why wasn't he toilet it on the power of Teshuvah? If I thought Odom HaRishon had that insight. Yeah. I would like to bring up the Ran. There's a Ran in Drosh HaSaran who says a fantastic Yesod. The Yesod of that which he taught Moshe Rabbeinu by the snare, when Moshe Rabbeinu said, I can't, because I'm not able to speak. And the Rabbeinu Shalom rebuked him with a rhetorical question. Leatheran asks it with a rhetorical question which is repeated unnecessarily. The Rabbeinu Shalom says to Moshe Rabbeinu, you think you're not able to speak? Hang on once, you're not an orator? Mi son per l'odon. Who gave mouth? The koyach of dibur, the ability to speak to a person. And then, oi, mi yosum ile, or who makes a person dumb? Asks the Ram. Those two rhetorical questions are really one, and thus he asks, why do we need the second half? Mi som per l'odon is an amazing question. Who created, obviously rhetorically I did, who, says Hashem, who created mouth in a man, i.e. the ability to speak? Me. And it's muvan me'elov, therefore, that if the Rabbeinu Shlom would withhold the per from an odon, then he wouldn't be able to speak. He would be me'ela, he would be an ilame, somebody who's dumb, because there wouldn't have been a som per. And thus the Ran asks, why then does HaKadosh Baruch have to come back and ask the question, Oi, mi yosum ilim, or who makes a person dumb? That's exactly the same question as the first question. The answer to that is inferred from the answer to the first question. Why the repetition, Oi, mi yosum ilim? Zot the Ran. It is a mistake to think, to conceive of the Bria as something, as creation with certain voids. I'll give an example. The way we speak is like the mistake. Like, for example, usually in every base medrash there's a sign somewhere saying, with the last person out, please turn off the lights. If somebody would write instead, with the last person out, please turn on the dark, people would consider him to be a little bit of a late. Because we don't talk like that. Could you please turn on the choshech? It's not how we talk. Why don't we talk like that? Because we don't conceive that that is the metzius. We conceive of light as a bria, something to be turned on or something to be turned off, something we have control over, and we can be magbil. This is light and this is a lack of light. Masha Enke, we don't conceive of choshech as being a bria. We only conceive as that of choshech as being a he'edor, as being a void, a shlila of bria. It's a non-bria, and therefore it's just a lack of light. And therefore it's not something we can conceive as being able to be turned on by us, or turned off by us. It's a memela. It's a memela choshech, when we have turned off the light. And therefore the sign in Beis Medrash undoubtedly will say, last person who leaves the Beis Medrash, please could you turn off the light. Zot the Ram, but the MS is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yotzer Or, and Uvoire Choshech. The Choshech is also a Bria in its own right, and it's completely wrong to conceive of anything in the Bria as being a lack. When I was young in non-politically correct times, is a person who we today describe as being disabled was described instead as handicapped. I'm not at all bocky in what is considered politically correct or politically incorrect. I get very confused sometimes. But today it's not correct, it seems, to use that word. Instead, it's now correct, says the world, to use the word disabled. But the Ram says, Weisterchis, absolutely not. Politically correct or incorrect, I haven't got the faintest idea. But Torah correct or Torah incorrect, says the Ram, that's very incorrect. Because nobody is dis. There's no such thing as dis in the world. Everything is enabled. It could be enabled like this, it could be enabled like that. Some people are enabled with some skills and faculties, and other people are enabled with different skills and faculties. Maybe not the same skills and faculties as many other people, but everybody is differently enabled. Says the Ram, there's no such thing as this. With that, this is a mavur, a fantastic posuk. It's that Moshe Rabbeinu threatened in the time of the machlokes with Korach, if you persist in this machlokes, in Bria Yivra Hashem upotsasa adama espiro, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make a creation, and the earth will open up its mouth. There will a hole will be created in Yibri or Yivra Hashem? Is the question is, holes in grounds are not Bria. I've always actually been very, very amazed by the fact that, especially us Yidden, especially kids, boys especially, when they're digging up the road, and there's a big hole there in the road, it's something which attracts, and everybody wants to look into it. And we go up to it, we have a look, and we seem to be particularly interested about holes in the ground. Why? A hole in the ground is nothing. By definition, it is the removal of Bria, and it is a vacant, void, and garnished. What is there to look at in a hole? Is the answer is, because we have emuna in Bria Yivra Hashem, that word, that hole in the ground is as much Bria as the earth which originally filled it. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu said to Korach v'chol adosai, who was suffering from kinah, from jealousy, in Bria Yivra Hashem, there's nothing to be jealous of anybody else who's been zocheh to become a nosi. There's nothing to be jealous of. Don't think that you are lacking and you're missing out because Hashem didn't make you a nosi. He made you punct as you are, which is always the cure if we're feeling a tang of jealousy. We try and realize ourselves that this is how Hashem made us. This is the Bria in Yivra Hashem. I'm not a bar. I'm not an empty hole. I am complete and fully endowed with the faculties to do my tachlis in the world as Hashem has made me Kirat Sinai. That's Bria Yivra Hashem, Upotaso Adom Erespiha, with which Moshe Rabbeinu rebuked Korach. But that's the Yesod of the Ram, that there's no such thing as Hedor Shlila in the Bria. Yeah. One more Yesod. Is the
Yesod. What does it mean when we say Vayre Choshech? What does it mean then?
Hashem created Choshech. And says the Ram, Oy Mis Yosum Ilim. When somebody is dumb, it's not just Hashem decided not to endow that person with a koyach of dibur. It's the, he says the Ramba, the Rabbeinu Shalom decided to make that person dumb. It's bedafka. It's not a memela. It's a bria be'etzem. And that's the same thing with choshech. Choshech, as we see in quite a few places, has mamoshus. It's wrong for us to conceive it merely as an absence of light, but we have to conceive of Choshech as a Bria in its own right. And we have to see the Rabbeinu Shalom in the Choshech. Because Choshech isn't just a lack of, it isn't just a place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chalila hasn't been busy. It's Choshech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been very, very busy. He has created the Choshech and is busy within the Choshech. His Choshech is a Bria be'etzem.
Sorry, our perception is that the world was toyu v'voyu v'choshech, and the Rebbein Shalom created oy. It doesn't say anywhere v'yoymeh Hashem yihi choshech.
In our Masorah, as a preface for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be able to create the oy or create anything, there's the Yisod of Tzimtzum, which basically means Hashem, whatever it means, however we can begin to understand it, that Hashem emptied everything out and pulled himself out, kaviochel, and hid himself in a choshech. That is step one for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be able to create the Bria. And therefore every ayah has a hakdoma of choshech. Which leads us on to the Maharal, where the Maharal says in a few places that a dova is always mispoil mehefechoi. Is in order to understand and anything, we need to know its opposite extreme. I always think of a moshul like this: a chosen vakala is a photographer's nightmare. Everybody's saying mazal tov, but the photographer chosen vakala, it's a nightmare. Because he has to expose his photographs for two extremes. He has to expose his photographs to get detail in the black of the chosen's suit. And he has to expose his photograph to get the detail in the white of the kala's dress. And that is the most difficult thing for any photographer to do, is to get detail in the two extremes. The photographer would much, much prefer that the kala came in a white dress And the chosan was dressed in a beautiful lime or lemon reckle or some other pastel colour. But for whatever reason, that hasn't yet become the kubal in Klal Yisrael for the chosan to wear pastel colours. He wears the exact opposite. And the emes is, that is the beauty of a chasidah photograph, that you've got the black contrasted to the white. Without the colour black, I'd never appreciate the colour white. Who could just begin to describe white if you didn't know black? Who could begin to describe black if you didn't know white? Each one is appreciated in contrast to the other. Yeah. It's Odom Rishoyim came to a fantastic Hakora. Originally he thought, Oilom Choshech Ba'adi, it's returning to a state of Tohu Uvohu, which at that point in time, Odom Rishon conceived as being nothingness. That the whole Bria is going to revert to how it was before Bria, and we're going back to absolute nothingness. Choshech is just a deterioration of the Bria. But then he came to a Hakora. When it came to Tkufas Teves, he says, this is Min Hogoi Shel Oilom, that the Koyach of Teshuva has revealed that that which was darkness is only a kisoy, a cover, and is only hiding the light. Darkness in its own right is a creation from Hashem, and it is not just a lack of, and it is first of all something which was created through which light can therefore be appreciated, but also in the Choshech there is also the Metzius of Hashem. Hashem created Choshech just like he created Or. So Odom Rishon came to the Hakora that this is Min Hogoi Shel Olam, and that is the power of Teshuvah. Because the power of Teshuvah, of a Yom Kippur, in its absolute fulfillment, is that Aveiros Anasos Zechuyos, that which was Aveira, that which was our Choshech, which darkened our lives, becomes Zechuyos, becomes Mitzvos, becomes light. Is Yom Kippur, the power of Yom Kippur, Be'etzem Ayom Azeh, transcends the Hagbola of Zman, that even something which in the past I considered was an Aveira, I can be oike it, I can translate that which was in the past, I can translate into Mitzvah, the original concept of time travel. I can go back, I can take that Aveira which I did in the past, and with that Aveira I can build a fantastic future, because that has now become Zechuyos. That is the power of Teshuvah, the Maila Min Azman, to show us that Choshech can become Or. That's what Adom HaRishon now realized. The Koyach of Teshuvah, it reveals the Min Hogoi Shel Olam. Not that Choshech is just a lack of Bria, and it's just and the darker it gets, the more Bria is going out of the window. But no, Choshech is just covering and encouraging us to seek out the Rabbeinu Shel Olam within that Choshech until we can then reveal the Or within. That is Min Hogoi Shel Olam. Yeah. I've been misspoiling these sedras, is that the whole Yeshua of Yosef and of Klal Yisrael therefore came about through the Boer. He was thrown into a Boer. In next week's sedra there's the Medrash that when Yosef is on his way back from burying Yankiv Avinu in Eretz Yisrael, and then he's on his way back to Mitzrayim, they pass by Shechem, and they pass by that Boer. And the Medrash is Madgish, how Yosef HaTzadik stood by the edge of the Boer, looked in and contemplated, and there was in a hisboneness, hispated us, and the brothers were worried, oh, now he remembers, now he's going to take revenge against us, he remembers what he did to us. And the Meforshim, people talk about, why was Yosef standing by the Boer, looking into the Boer? For what reason? What was the Avodah in life? And I've been thinking, he was contemplating, this is a Boer, rake, Einbo Mayim, but he was contemplating this buyer was the beginning of the whole Yeshua, personal Yeshua, club, my family's Yeshua, Klal Yisrael for all eternities. Yeshua took place in an empty buyer rake, Einbo Mayim. There's no such thing as Choshech and emptiness in the Bria. The mistake, or the original conception of Adam Arishayim, the Olam Choshech Ba'adi, that's the Choshech that the Yevonim brought to the world. Is the original Choshech of Yevon, was that understanding, is that there's no pneumius of light within the Choshech, that Choshech is just an absence of Bria, and there's no Ayur Hashem behind any covering of Choshech. They denied the fact that there was Ayur Hashem, is that in a sense, they were Magbil Hashem, they made Gvul. They said, this is Bria, this is lack of Bria. That any godliness is here in that which we can understand, appreciate, look at, and make pictures of, and make beautiful tsuros of, which is the Yesod of Avodah Zarah. But where we cannot contemplate that Hashem is active, there we cannot contribute any divinity. There's no divinity in any area where we cannot contemplate and understand the Hanhogar of the Rabbein Shalom. But our Dos, as opposed to the Das Yevonis, Hashem is not mugbul in any way to Dafka here's creation, Dafka there is not creation. We understand that the Rabbein Shalom is Ein Sof. He defies any physicality. He defies any attempt to depict him as art or culture. That is our Dos, as opposed to the Dos Yevonis. And when they wanted to put the Torah into Greek, that indeed is what they wanted to achieve. They wanted to achieve that the culture of Torah going to be put in a language, which is our language. Language always represents the midos and the hashkofes of any particular culture or country. We want to put this Torah into the language that we understand. It's a beautiful language, and there are things to learn from it. We'll put it on our bookshelves next to Aesop's Fables. This is going to be part of our culture. But they denied that there was any divinity behind the scenes. That's the aside of putting the Torah into Yevonis, being magbil it. The koyach of writing the Torah Be'er Heitev when we entered Eretz Yisrael was we were able to express the complete inyone of Torah, both revealed and hidden within any language, including Yevonis. But the Yevonim, they wanted to put it into gvul. They wanted to put it into siege. The yesod of siege is putting a border around, which is exactly what Melech Bovel did. Be'etzem hayom hazeh, on this day, which the Novi Yecheskel wants to remind us, is a Yom HaKippurim. That when we come to the darkest time of the year, when Adam Arishon was also thinking, oh no, Olam Choshech Ba'adi. But Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, with the Inyan of Yom Kippur, with the Inyan of Teshuvah, everything can be turned around. And within the darkest moment is at the MS is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the revelation can be fully found and things can grow from Tzora. We are Zoche to reveal the Surah. It's Hashem Shtulbi Zoche to a Lichtiger Asura Bateves, which the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that all the Arba Tanyos, it says that they're Yom Sosain, they're Yom Soim, Soma Siri it's called, the Sosain Vasimcha. It's a Kash, the Kash, in fact, the Gemara, either it's Soim, which is not Sosain Vasimcha, or it's Sosain Vasimcha and it's not Soim. Is the Gemara answers, it depends. If there's gezeiros against us, it's soim. If there's no gezeiros against us, it's sosoim v'simcha. Is the implication from the Gemara is that the etzem, these asara b'teves, and all the arbatanias are days which are miyuchad for sosayim v'simcha. It's just when there's a gezerah against Klal Yisrael, then it's tsoy. But if there's no gezerah against Klal Yisrael, memela is yimei sosayim v'simcha. Mitzvah Hashem should be zeicher. Mitzvah Hashem yimei sosayim v'simcha v'imherem v'yamei.
Amen. Shkaya.
I was giving you a shiver in the ocean.
Yeah.